In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Ever since day one in catechism class, you've probably heard that God is omnipresent, which means that God is everywhere. That's just a characteristic of who God is, his nature as a being who is outside space and time. So it may be silly to us when Jacob says in the Old Testament reading, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." Well, because God is everywhere. But truly, the Lord wasn't in that place that Jacob's talking about in any ordinary way. The Lord wasn't there in the same way as when Jacob would go golfing or taking a walk by the Dead Sea. Rather, the Lord was there to do something specific, to bless Jacob. The Lord's blessing made that place special. If you're unfamiliar with the story of Jacob, he was a deceiver and a trickster. He got things that weren't his in a way which would only appear right. He traded some lentil soup for his starving brother Esau's birthright. And then he tricked his dad, Isaac, into giving him the second-born son, the familial and godly blessing before he died. Now, this blessing wasn't just some words. It was the covenantal blessing that God originally had given to Abraham, that through Abraham's seed, God would bless all the nations. That's the blessing that Jacob stole from Esau by pretending to be him. God reinforced the covenant made to Isaac and Abraham by coming to Jacob in a dream. In this dream, a ladder was set up, the bottom of it on the earth and the top of it being in heaven. And on this ladder, the angels were ascending and descending. Yet at the top of the ladder from heaven, the blessing of God came down on Jacob. The same blessing that was promised to Abraham and his father Isaac. This was the blessing that would bless all nations of the earth through the offspring and line of Jacob. And in this blessing was the promise to have God's people dwell on that land. And so when Jacob woke up from the dream, he remarked, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. How awesome is this place? There is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." That is to say, Jacob recognized that this was where heaven met earth. And this is the place where God gave the blessings of heaven to a conniving deceiver like Jacob. And Jacob called this place Bethel, which means house of God. The story of Jacob's ladder shows that even in the midst of Jacob running for his life, away from his angered brother Esau, God sought to bless Jacob, even in ways he didn't expect. Throughout God's people's history, rabbis and priests have speculated about Jacob's ladder because there's a great deal of mystery around it. What was it about? And are the gates of heaven opened to bless us? The church has found its answer in the person and work of Jesus. Jesus said in John's gospel, "You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending, not on Jacob's ladder, but on the Son of Man." Just as the angels ascended and descended on the ladder, so do they ascend and descend on Jesus. Jesus equates himself as Jacob's ladder, that thing which connected heaven and earth. That he is the fruition of Jacob's blessing given by God. He, Jesus, is the fruit of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's loins, by whom all the nations are blessed. Jesus is the connector between heaven and earth. He is the bridge by which the blessings of God descend on all mankind. Apart from Christ, who is himself this ladder, God's blessings remain from heaven. Even though God is present everywhere, God blesses through his Son alone. The gap between earth and heaven is bridged by his cross. For Christ's bloodshed is the blessing sent to you by your Father in heaven. And God stoops down to earth here in the divine service to bless you with these gifts, to bless you with the forgiveness of sins won by his Son. And he teaches you to live as his child with the blood-stained marks of the cross on your forehead and your heart. And by this faith, which has been placed on you by God, God's blessings go out with you from this place. Perhaps we know this deep down in our hearts, but don't know the full impact of it. Surely the Lord is in this place, and we didn't know it. God's providence and blessing for you doesn't stop after we conclude the divine service. It's not as if the blood of his Son is all he has to give you, or all he has to say to you. Or that once you leave the church building, you're free to live a life not defined by God's blessings, but your preferences. Now, you checked the Go to Sunday box, thus fulfilling your obligations as God's child, and you don't have to live like a Christian again until you come to divine service next Sunday. May that never be. God's blessing on Jacob was, yes, fixed at that special location for that special moment. But when Jacob departed, it's not as if that blessing stayed there at Bethel too. Rather, that blessing rested with Jacob for the rest of his life. It went on from that place at Bethel. And that blessing was passed on to generations after him. On Monday morning, when you wake from your sleep, what drives you? What motivates you? What gives you energy? Some days it may feel like your coffee is the thing that energizes you, and what drives you is your slavery to making a buck. According to what we teach and confess. God's blessings drive and motivate and energize your living. Specifically, the blessings received in word and sacrament from Sunday. We receive the love of God from His holy throne on Sunday. This is the place where heaven and earth meet for just a moment. This is our Bethel, where we receive God's blessings and where the divine serves us. How does the Lord serve us? What is it He gives? Well, God has created you to be His own. Not only to be recipients of His blessings, but He's given you a life blessed by His provision and providence. And so, when you wake on Monday morning, God's gifts from Sunday have changed your lives from slavery to service. That's what faith believes. Thus, you're energized to get up and be God's hands and feet in service and love to your families, your friends, your co-workers, and your neighbors. In this blessing, your vocation is met with Christian joy and praise, for you go about your day and your week with God. You aren't alone and unequipped in your tasks, but rather God is with you, giving you what's needed. He bound Himself to you in His means of grace, through which the Lord energizes you with His love and joy. There's little on this earth that could provide you with as much. But that's what's special about this place, where heaven meets earth. And here we are surely blessed by all the company of heaven. This sort of blessing cannot be received hunting in the woods on Sunday or playing a round of golf with friends or even watching the preacher on TV. Yes, God is everywhere, but He's here to give you a very specific blessing to be received by His children here in church. By hearing the preached word and receiving the blessed sacraments in faith, trusting that with these things, the Lord strengthens our faith as we live Christian lives together as a church body. And He also strengthens us to faithfully walk in our Christian vocations Monday through Saturday. Whether our vocation be father, mother, son, daughter, co-worker, friend, or neighbor, the Lord equips us to live up to the calling and blessing He's given us. And so we can say along with Jacob, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.